commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In another part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei talks about confrontation with the system of domination and the United States by saying, "And the enemy cannot tolerate the existence of a strong, independent Iran with all kinds of advantages on the eastern borders of the false, illegitimate geography of the Greater Israel, that is, east of Euphrates River. It's willing to do anything to prevent its progress." So, dear listeners, we said before that these strategic messages issued by these religious and social leaders, these are not to be regarded as collection of occasional recommendations. We have to look at them as our path to our political positions. They constitute guiding texts. So that is why, in part of the message is identifying the principal problem between the United States and Iran as being neither political issues nor the nuclear question nor matters of a similar nature, but rather the distinctive and uncompromising identity of the Iranian nation. What does this approach mean? When the leader says that the enemy is willing to do anything to prevent its progress, this approach conceptualizes the conflict and confrontation between Iran and the United States as not a merely superficial fight, but as fundamentally intrinsic, identity-based, rather than temporary or a kind of amendable resolution through negotiations. Not a word of negotiations is mentioned in the message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei regarding this kind of confrontation. And this is precisely the point that our martyred imam repeatedly emphasized. Our martyred imam, Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei, repeatedly mentioned that this kind of confrontation does not seem amenable. It is therefore demonstrating in its clearest terms that the foundation and underlying structure of the supreme leader's intellectual framework remain rooted in the same comprehensive system of thought articulated by our martyred imam, Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my